Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah, I lead with that because what a beautiful morning. Look who's back in the studio.
It's good to be back,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Nice Guy. There he is. Eddie is back. He had a day off. He's back. He's ready to go. How you feeling?
I feel a lot better. I think I'm slowly recovering. I haven't walked in 2 days, so I'm good.
He has brought gifts, though, for us. And we don't know what the gifts are, but I watched him before the show walk and put something under most people's chairs.
Yes. Everyone has a gift. But here's the thing. Don't get excited.
Like, this is going to be the best gift ever.
These are just things.
He already was like, don't look.
We did love gifts.
This is like being in a basketball game. Like, reach under your seat and see what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, look into the envelope.
There's something there, guys.
So where are they in our spots?
Under your desks.
So who goes first?
Let's just start with you. You want to go first?
Are they all the same or different?
No, they're all different. So during my walk, there was a lot of things that I found on the side of the road. And this one, Bones, reminded me of you.
You found this on the side of the road?
The side of the road. Since you're a world traveler, breaking Bobby Bones, Bear Grylls, and you have your CDL license, I found a license plate for you. And it's from a truck.
He found me an old license plate from an old truck. This is somebody's license plate.
Yeah, they might need that.
And I found that.
We could probably look it up and see who this is and mail it back to him.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a real gift.
Hey, it is a gift. It's from the road. All right, Amy, you ready?
Bobby just threw it.
I know, I figured he'd do
that. He picked up trash and brought it to me. Okay, Amy.
Okay, Amy, so while I was walking...
I found toilet paper from someone's butt.
...into Bristol, Virginia. Mm-hmm. I walked by a softball field, and I guess somebody hit a bomb, because by the road was a softball. And I was like, Amy was like an all-star softball player back in the day. She would love this.
Played all-stars in the summer.
And how old were you?
Like fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh... Eighth grade?
I quit in high school, but I played all those years.
That's what I'm saying. I played third, fourth, fifth. I played all those grades.
Why didn't you autograph it in the big walk of 2021?
There's still time. I can do that right now after the show. After the show, though.
Okay.
This feels nice in my hand. Makes me want to play.
Okay, let me get Lunchbox.
Thanks,
right
Eddie.
Here. Hold on. And then, so if you ever get on Lunchbox's Instagram, he likes to find coins on the road. Mm-hmm. Guys, I didn't find a lot of coins, but what I did find was... 26 cents. Ah, look at this. On the side of the road, Lunchbox. And I thought of you when I saw him.
Dad came back with the crappiest gifts from
vacation. I think I got the best 26 cents, and that's not saying much.
Oh.
But thank you. Hey,
Eddie built it up like this was going to be some crazy gift before we went on the air.
Guys, it's just a little something.
Email me going, I got gifts for everybody.
I did email you.
Who else?
Morgan number two.
Okay.
Morgan number two. I found probably the biggest nail in the world. Look at this.
And it's big.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a big nail.
And since Morgan number two nailed down the whole web thing while I was gone in the videos, Morgan number two, you get that.
I feel like I might get like a staph infection from this.
Yeah. That looks a little rusty.
Okay, and then last, Ray. So there's a lot of litter out there. A lot of litter. But anytime I saw like a can or something, I would pick it up and throw it in the car, and then me and Scoob would throw it away. So Ray, look under your desk.
What is it?
I mean, do I even need to open this? It might be the worst of them all. An empty White Claw can.
Guys, while I was out there, all these things reminded me of you guys.
So they're more mementos from the trip than gifts.
Of course. What did you want? A magnet with your name on it?
Yeah.
No. That'd be cool.
Keychain.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There you go, guys.
Well, now we're all angrier at Eddie.
No, I actually want to go play ball.
You do? That inspires
you? I want
to
go throw this as far as I can. Mm-hmm.
As far as you can?
Yeah, I just want to chunk it.
Amy's angry at everything.
No, I'm not
angry.
She
wants to chunk the ball as far as she can.
I do. In my mind right now, I could probably throw it really far, but I might hurt my arm.
Well, we're glad you're back.
All right, man. I'm glad to be back. I missed you guys.
Now we have to throw all this. Who's keeping their gift?
I'm keeping mine.
Lunchboxy for sure.
Yeah, I'll put that in the bank.
There you go.
Okay. I guess.
Ray, you can recycle yours.
As much as I made fun of it, it kind of is special that was during your walk. Honestly, it actually just hit me.
I felt like I stole someone's license plate. I'm going to go to jail. It's that time of the morning. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've come to notice that my boyfriend likes to stare at attractive women. Wherever we are, if there's a woman who is generally attractive, he's going to be looking. I know that the intentions are harmless and he's not looking to cheat, but him looking at attractive women obviously makes me feel less confident in myself. He tried to explain to me that if you had a perfect car, you're still going to be looking at other attractive cars.
Oh my gosh. What an analogy. This is so stupid.
I don't get it. Why do men look at other attractive women even when they claim theirs is the most attractive? I just think if you find your person attractive, the urge shouldn't be to stare at something else. Thanks, Emma. It's an interesting email because I do feel like he's doing wrong. and by letting her see him stare.
Boom.
Like, that's wrong. If it makes her uncomfortable, you have to respect that relationship and not do it.
Right.
If you're by yourself,
stare away.
I don't even, I think staring's creepy.
No,
the word stare.
So creepy.
I think staring is just creepy anyway. It's creepy to the person you're staring at.
Eddie said he like walks behind his wife so that she can't see him.
But
staring.
Again, this falls under Bobby's category. Like, you don't want to do this in front of your wife. You don't want to make your wife feel uncomfortable because she is number one in your life.
Yep. She's number one. So
she's
first
your number
of all,
one car.
You can play him this, right? Hey, bruh, you can't stare. First of all, don't stare anyway. Secondly, she doesn't like it. Like, your woman does not like this. So it is up to you to respect the relationship and not do it when she's around. If you're alone and you want to glance and be like, wow, pretty hot. Wow, he's pretty hot. Whatever it is, that I understand. Don't be a creep. Don't do it when she's around.
Yeah, it boils down to, yeah, respect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say to her and him?
I would say this. Well, I just would say the more you practice not staring, the easier it'll get not to stare. Because clearly he's a starer and that he just feels comfortable doing that. And so he needs to unlearn the staring. Because it probably just it's what he does. He doesn't know any different.
I think it's an uncomfortable conversation that must be had.
Yeah.
Hey, guy, stop staring. When I'm with you, at least respect me. If you want to like look occasionally whenever I'm not with you, I get it. Guys are going to do that, by the way. You can say whatever. Oh, guys are pigs. Guys are going to look.
Yeah, but you can practice not looking.
But you're going to look at a cool building or a cool car.
Why are we comparing us to cars and buildings?
Oh, we can look at guys, too. Like, I look at
guys.
Interesting looking guy. I'm like,
or like somebody ripped up.
Yeah. Sure.
If he's wearing a t-shirt and you can't see his belly and you just know rippling abs.
Why not?
Over there, I'm like.
Okay. But there's no threat because you're not sexually attracted to them.
So it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Listen, he's doing, hey, buddy, you're doing wrong, right? Yeah. If she doesn't want you to stare, don't stare. If she doesn't want you to look, don't look. That's the end of it. Your relationship at home is so much more important than whatever jollies you're getting mentally.
And if she says it's fine, look, question that. Sometimes women say the exact opposite of what they really mean.
Yeah, which is confusing because sometimes they say exact opposite, sometimes they say exactly what they want.
I know. It's so confusing. It's so hard.
He's in the wrong. Mm-hmm. Let us say that. He's in the wrong. Does anyone agree? Does anyone not agree with me? Okay, well, cool.
Yeah.
He's in the wrong.
Okay. I agree.
And he should also tell you he's never going to look again and never look again.
Oh. That's a lie,
that's
though.
That's a lie.
He's just lying to
Hey,
her.
What if he just really didn't? What if he
There's
just
no
learned
way.
And was like,
that's
I'm not going to
stare?
I have high hopes.
Maybe she could help train him and, you know, we do the dog shock collar here sometimes. She puts a shocker on him and every time he stares, she shocks him. So therefore, she trains him not to look.
Buy a lot of batteries.
Well, and then that means every time he looks when she's not around, he still feels like that shock is coming built in.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean.
I'm into that too.
He needs to retrain his brain because he's clearly just allowed this to be this natural thing.
Yep.
And it's rude.
You are right. He is wrong. Go handle your business. Yeah, that's right. All right, close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Morgan, if they want to email us, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, thank you guys. It's time for easy trivia. It's the easiest trivia game in all the land. And who lasts the longest? That's the question. Here is the tiara to the first person who wins five games.
That's nice.
Yeah. The score is Amy Lunchbox, Morgan, and Eddie, all with three wins.
Wow. Yes.
Whoa, this is a big match.
I'm going to try hard for that tiara now. Mm-hmm.
Definition of parody. You don't have to wear it on your head. Put it in front of you.
I'll do whatever I choose to do with it.
Yeah, it's my tiara. Head.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, easy trivia. Let's go around the room. No one's eliminated the first round. Amy.
Yes.
What's the capital of Texas?
Austin.
That is correct. Welcome, Amy, to the show. Yeah. Amy, give us a little fun fact about yourself.
Oh, fun fact. I was born and raised in Austin, Texas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Up next is Lunchbox. Lunchbox, approximately, how long does it take for a baby to be born?
9 months.
That is correct. There he is.
Yeah.
Let's welcome Lunchbox to the show. Lunchbox?
Speaking of babies, my wife is pregnant with my third child, and the baby is the size of a sweet potato right now.
There you have
Woo!
It. Little potato-y is what we call them. All right, next up, Eddie.
Come on.
What color is the cartoon character Gumby?
Gumby is green.
That is correct. That is great. Yeah, Eddie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell us something about yourself.
I know there are a lot of people that like astronomy or whatever that is out there. I am an Aries, and I'm always on the cusp of the March Aries, and my birthday is on spring, the start of spring.
It's astrology.
Whatever I said.
Okay.
And Morgan, how many seasons are in a full year?
Four.
See, that's correct. There she is, Morgan. Morgan, what would you like to say about yourself?
Well, I grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and I was good at two sports, cheerleading and softball.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Oh.
two-sport athlete.
Wow.
Basically, Bo Jackson for all you kids out there that are older. All right, there we go. Let's play easy trivia. Now, if you miss it, you are eliminated. Amy, you're up first. What's the only bird that can fly backwards?
What?
You even have a bird question.
Wow. You can't miss this.
How am I going to get eliminated in the first round with a bird question?
What's the only bird that can fly backwards?
A hummingbird.
Correct.
Woo! Just came to me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That was in our fun fact off. Okay. I mean, I told you that.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
I just got scared for a second.
I know.
Lunchbox, what is 30 divided by 2?
Oh. 15.
Correct. Eddie, what planet is the only one known to support life?
Oh, that would be Earth.
Correct. Morgan, how many zeros are in the number 10,000?
She's writing it down.
I had to make sure.
4 is correct. Good job. Amy.
Yeah.
What ship famously sank in 1912?
Titanic.
That is correct. Lunchbox, approximately within 5%. What percentage of Earth is covered in water?
That's crazy.
70%.
Correct.
Ooh.
Wow! Oh.
Eddie, what is the United States national sport?
Huh?
What?
Our national sport?
We have one?
Yeah. We have one?
Eddie, what's the United States national sport?
I mean, let's go with America's greatest pastime. Is that what it is? Let's go baseball. Crap, I don't know.
The answer is baseball.
Oh! Yes!
Ooh. That was a tough one.
Hey, Morgan, your nose and what other body part never stops growing on your body?
A body part? I didn't know my nose never stopped growing. My nose and it's a body part.
Your nose and what other body part never stops growing?
Your height, like so your...
Can you imagine if we just kept growing taller?
That'd be amazing.
Your hair's not a body part. Your ears? Your feet?
In an answer, Morgan?
Ears?
Correct.
Woo!
On to the next round. It gets a little harder. Amy, who is the first female pilot?
Amelia Earhart.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the only state to have a one-syllable name?
What?
There's one state that has one syllable.
This is crazy, man.
Arkansas, that's Mississippi, that's two.
He's Florida. Alabama.
Alabama.
There's one. Texas. Do you guys know it?
Yes.
Yeah, I just got it.
North Dakota, South Dakota, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Vermont.
5 seconds, Lunchbox.
Massachusetts. Maine.
Answer. Correct.
Oh, man.
He'll get there.
Wow.
Eddie, what's the largest country in South America?
What kind of question is this?
Yeah, well.
It's a tough one.
Mississippi. Let me see.
Texas.
Gosh, the largest in South America. I think when I close my eyes and picture South America, I feel like Brazil takes over that entire continent. So give me
answer?
Brazil.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh. If you'd have been wrong, you'd have been wrong.
Okay, good.
Morgan, how many wheels does a school bus normally have?
What?
Oh, man. Okay. Well, obviously more than 4. Car has 4. 1, 2, maybe 6. I don't think it has 8 like a semi. I think it has 6. I think it has 2 on the back on each side. 6.
Correct.
Woo!
And you guys are hanging by a thread, one after the other.
Oh, man.
Amy, George Harrison was part of what popular music group?
Is this like the one Beatle that we don't know? You know, because there's like Paul McCartney, Ringo, some other guy, and then I think George Harrison. So, Beatles.
Correct. Lunchbox, who holds the world record for eating the most amount of hot dogs?
Oh.
Ooh. That's a good question. Oh, Joey Chestnut.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
How did you know that?
I didn't know if it was him or Kobayashi.
Eddie, what state was 50th to join the Union?
Ah, yes, yes. Give me Hawaii.
Correct.
How did you remember that?
I don't know. Was it your fun fact?
Yeah. Okay. No.
Morgan, what baseball team has won the most MLB championships? What baseball team?
The baseball team. Red Sox or the Yankees are the ones that are coming to mind. I mean, there's something coming out of the Northeast. I'm going to say the New York Yankees.
Correct. Wow. You guys aren't missing. This is the longest you've all stayed alive in this game, and there have been some tough questions. All right, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
What movie is Prince Charming from? Easy trivia. What movie is Prince Charming from?
I mean, it's Cinderella.
Correct.
Okay.
Wow.
Lunchbox, in what movie will you find characters who are looking for a brain, a heart, and courage?
The Wizard of Oz.
Correct.
Oh, yeah!
Wow. Eddie, in which state is Harvard University?
Harvard is in Massachusetts.
Wow. Did you guys know that one?
Yes.
Okay, me too. I just thought that was easy.
How about them apples? What's that?
Yeah, Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
Morgan, what's the first phase of the moon cycle?
Get out of here.
I mean, there's like a half moon, there's a whole moon, there's a full moon, there's a half, there's a crescent moon.
Need an answer.
The first one, and that's, can you repeat the question?
Yeah. What's the first phase of the moon cycle?
It's a nice way to stall.
It's a crescent. Crescent moon?
Incorrect.
Ah!
What, do you know it? You're acting like you know it.
No, I don't. But
prove yourself over there.
I'm not proving myself. Mm-hmm. No, I was thinking through it. But like
new moon. Okay. So you know what that means.
You've been boned.
Finally, somebody gets boned. Jeez. Amy, which member of the Beatles married Yoko Ono?
John Lennon.
Correct.
Wow.
Lunchbox. Kodiak Island is in which U.S. state?
What?
What? Kodiak Island?
Mm-hmm.
It's in a state?
Texas?
Kodiak?
Mississippi.
Oregon.
Incorrect. Alaska. Kodiak. Lunchbox?
Oh, I feel like I heard that.
You've been boned.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
E.T. was about a little boy and his pet what?
What? His pet alien?
Is that your answer?
I mean, that's what he was, an extraterrestrial.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Two people remain. Amy, how many Senate members are there?
Oh, is that the one where there's 100 or you vote for the senator, there's like 2 per 100.
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
Eddie, which Dutch painter cut off part of his ear?
Van Gogh.
Wow, correct. Amy, speaking of painting, who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Hold on. I have Michelangelo in my head and Da Vinci. Oh my gosh. Why? Angelo.
Michelangelo?
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Angelo.
Eddie, what was Samuel Clemens' pen name?
Who?
Mark Twain?
Correct. All right, guys, we have one question left. We're going to do a speed round.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Here we go. Schroeder in the cartoon Peanuts is a big fan of whose music?
Eddie.
I mean, of course he gets like a cartoon thing from the 50s.
Eddie.
50s? I believe it's Beethoven.
Correct. Eddie's the
winner. Yeah! I'm in the lead!
What, Amy?
Nothing.
Man, I was on today.
Yeah.
That feels good.
That felt more like an elder question.
It was the only one on the list.
Charlie
left.
Brown.
And you're a year and a half younger than he is, not 10.
Yeah. That's debatable.
Come on.
Oh, Eddie, you're the winner.
Thank you.
You're one win away from the tiara.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, that's easy trivia. Nice job, everybody.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Trace Adkins released a collaboration with Luke Bryan and Pitbull called Where the Country Girls At.
About to get gone, calling all my boys on the phone. Where the country girls at? Where they gonna be? The ones that like to dance, the ones that like to drink. Every homegrown 10, down home pretty, holla on back. Give me where you 20, where they swinging them.
Morgan Evans released a new song called Love Is Real.
In our good job, you hand in mine. Oh, baby,
The soundtrack for the new Netflix movie The Ice Road is out, and it features several new songs from Miranda Lambert, Tim McGraw, Brantley Gilbert with Tyler Hubbard, Carly Pearce, and more. New albums out today, Lady A's What a Song Can Do, Chapter 1, Jimmy Allen's Betty James Gold Edition, and Florida Georgia Line's Brian Kelly released his debut solo EP, Sunshine, State of Mind. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A customer went into Stumble Inn Bar and Grill, ordered a couple chili dogs, fried pickle chips, and drinks. Their total was $37.93. And then when they were walking out, they added a $16,000 tip.
What?
Turned it upside down and told the staff, don't spend it all in one place.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's an insane amount of money. There's one in $2,000 tips where that's wild. But a $16,000 tip, I just wonder if that person's dying and they're just leaving all their money to somebody. Like, that's where my mind goes. And it also goes, do you know how underrated chili dogs are?
Yeah.
Like, this is what happens in my brain when he tells a story like that.
Yeah, chili dogs are pretty good. But my brain went to, like, maybe they somehow came into a bunch of money and then they like to do the 10% thing where they go donate to someone, but they're not doing it to their church.
10% though?
Yeah, like they say they came into the money somehow or inherited it.
They
or
tithed to the local chili dog stand?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah. They wanted to help out the local staff there.
Yeah, it is just a weird number to give, 16,000.
Yes. Yeah.
They don't know who it is or they do?
No, he wants to remain anonymous, and the bartender flipped it over, saw 16,000, said, are you sure? And he said, I want you to have it. You guys work hard.
Wow. That's
you know who
legit.
I heard it was? It was Eddie.
Oh,
because
really?
Eddie's doing lots of great stuff now.
All his
stop,
money.
Stop. Yeah. It was not Eddie. I know for a fact it was not Eddie.
All right, there
and,
you go.
So shout out 101.7 The Bull in Boston. They sent us that story.
Nice. Eddie was up in the Northeast.
No, stop. Okay. It was not Eddie.
All right. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's now time for the Fun Fact Friday Face-Off. The queen of fun facts is Amy with a record of 5-0.
Wow.
She's undefeated. Taking on today her challenger, Scuba Steve.
Oh, wow.
They each have their facts. He may be your greatest challenge.
I know. Okay.
So, by the way, Lunchbox is still on probation from voting, so he's off this week. But
what?
He gets to come back
I've
next week.
I've been banned for like 6 months.
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You got a 2 week. You got a 2 week suspension because you said I'm going to vote against Amy next time, regardless of what her facts are.
No, I said I'll remember that. I really meant I was going to vote against Eddie because he didn't vote for me.
So, here we go. The panel will be me, Eddie, and Raymundo.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! All right, we count down 5-1.
Number 5.
Amy.
Well, some people might not like to hear this, but it is a fun, interesting fact. The Pledge of Allegiance was originally created as a marketing scheme to help sell more flags to public schools.
Wow.
I know that.
Yeah, totally interesting.
It's like Valentine's Day was created just so they could sell more greeting cards.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And
the
chocolate.
Deal with holidays. Okay, Scuba Steve?
Anyone fans of Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, in the early 1990s, that's where I got my first taste of the limelight. As a kid there, one of my student friends was kidnapped by his father in the pickup line. So Unsolved Mysteries did a big story on it and then had us come to that school during off hours and record a bunch of, like, B-roll and reenactment scenes of us walking out of school with our teachers, playing in the playground, hanging out in the classroom. So Unsolved Mysteries once featured Scuba Steve.
Hold on a minute. Your friend was kidnapped?
Yes, a friend of ours back in kindergarten was kidnapped by his father during the car pickup line. I know it's not really fun, but me being an Unsolved Mysteries is pretty
no,
fun.
No, no, no. I just have questions about this story, though. It's very interesting. I mean, not fun at all, actually, but...
Yeah, I know.
No, 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 but I'm intrigued here. Did they ever find him?
They did, and it doesn't have a good ending.
Oh, no.
This is the least fun fact Friday ever.
I mean, also, I didn't know we could go personal, interesting stories from our childhood.
There are no rules.
That is terrible.
Like when I was a kid, I had a friend that was struck by lightning and it went like through their whole
save
body and out
one.
Their feet.
Save it.
Well, no, I don't have it as my thing. Like, I didn't even know we could do that.
Okay, so.
Y'all, the friend, we don't even know where, it can't be fun. It's not fun.
We'll decide, Amy.
Oh, man. Ray, which one's more fun? Scuba Steve on Unsolved Mysteries or the Pledge of Allegiance was created to sell flags?
Neither. Very fun, but I've got to go with Amy. Steve's got sad at the end.
That's true.
I bet you Steve thought he was coming hard with that one at the beginning, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Eddie?
Well, I'm gonna have to go Scuba Steve. I think the Unsolved Mysteries thing's pretty cool. Sad ending, though. God.
I agree. The Unsolved Mysteries thing is really cool. I just can't go with the end.
You can't go for it because it's so sad? But he didn't tell you the ending.
I know, but we ask follow-up questions all the time. I have to go with Amy on this, although I was Scuba all the way till the very, very end.
Oh,
that's fair. That's fair.
So I go, you should have changed up like Lunchbox does a bonehead occasionally where someone dies and he's like, and they lived happily ever after.
He just lies.
But we know really they died.
Yeah. Yeah, because we had to eliminate dying from the bonehead. Yeah.
Amy, you get that point. It's a controversial decision.
Yeah.
But you get that point.
I mean,
four.
All right, Amy, you're up.
So Eddie Van Halen did the guitar solo for Michael Jackson's Beat It for free. And he said that he did it as a favor and that he was a complete fool because, you know, he wasn't used in any way. Like, he totally volunteered and he wanted to do it, but the song ended up being, like, such a hit. He could have made so much money off of it.
And there it is, in case you're wondering. All right, Scoob, cool. Steve.
So mine, from Unsolved Mysteries to the Pinewood Derby, that was the only trophy I ever won in my entire life. PAC 628, Pinewood Derby race, I got first place. I have a confession. My dad was an engineer. He worked on airplanes for the government, so I had an unfair advantage. He weighted it and had it cut so I could win, and I just slammed the competition.
What's the Pinewood Derby?
Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts.
Oh.
Yeah, Cub Scouts, you basically get this wooden block. You have to form it into a race car, and then they do a bunch of different races, almost kind of like a NASCAR race. And then I made it to the end, and I got first place.
You know, I love Scuba's approach. He's kind of, when everybody zigs, he zags. And he's doing all personal stories. So we have a confessional here. He basically admits he cheated in the Pinewood Derby.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's the only trophy he's ever gotten. Eddie?
I'm going to have to go Scuba Steve on this. I like that he lied and cheated, and he's confessing to us, so it's pretty good.
Okay.
Ray? I thought I was going to get you with Van Halen.
No. Ray?
Beat It. Very fascinating. Never worked for free. That guy could have made millions, and he did it for free.
You going Amy?
Give me Amy.
It's hard for me to go with someone who lied and cheated for a point.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of like making money in prison. Even if you're writing their best book, you're not supposed to make money while you're in prison.
Huh.
I don't want to give Scuba Steve any money here for... I'm glad he admits it, but I got to go Amy.
Oh. Well, I feel like people do that all the time in school, like your mom does your school project,
hey,
that kind of stuff.
Not a good look arguing with these. We've had this talk before. Okay. All right, next up.
Number three.
Amy?
So at the University of Wisconsin football games, they play jump around, and the whole stand jumps.
Yeah.
And the geology department's seismograph thing, which is 2 miles away from where the games are, goes off. Like
registered,
it registers. Registers as an earthquake.
That's
because
cool.
The stadium is all jumping.
Ooh, I like that.
Turn it up.
What?
Okay.
There you go. Jump around.
Scuba Steve, you're up.
All right. So from the ages of 9 to 11, I was the unofficial voice of the Winter Springs Little League Baseball. So my brother played baseball. I would go to the games. I'd be bored out of my minds. And I would see in the background, there's that the scoreboard. It was never used. So one day I kind of got the chutzpah. I walked over to the tower in the middle of all the fields. I walked up there and nobody was there. There's literally cobwebs on the desk where they have the scorekeeper. And I sit there. I start taking score. And then one day I notice there's a microphone there. I turn it on. I start announcing my brother's games. The crowd goes wild. And then I get asked to do all the voices for the other games after my brother's game.
Okay. I admire his approach.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie.
I was just about to say, like, this is so cool. He's bringing on personal stories. Yeah. This is so good. But this is the dumbest story I've ever heard.
I might not be a voice of a little league.
So Amy's seismograph thing is fantastic. I'll go with Amy.
Raymundo?
Amy.
Cool. I'll Google my next facts.
I would have went with you, Scuba, on this one. I'm going to go Scuba on this one, but Amy still won the point. Okay, let's go to the next one.
When a female lion is in heat, she can have sex up to 100 times a day.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's impressive.
Scooby's like, well, when I was 17 and my mom wasn't at home. All right, Scooby, hit me with your personal fact.
I'm a little deflated, but I started working in the workforce at the age of 11. So there was a sports card shop down the street in Castleberry, Florida, and I used to mix cards through a vending machine. And what I would do is they would pay me in trade, like cards and that kind of stuff. And I would sell them on eBay, take the profits, save it for years, and I bought my first vehicle, a 1992 white Jeep Cherokee Pioneer with 180,000 miles.
Okay, there you go. Eddie?
Scuba, just stop.
Yeah.
just stop. Amy's got this one.
Right?
Yeah, Amy was sexy time.
Yeah. Okay.
A lion.
Let's do one more. Go ahead. Amy, your number one fact.
I don't know, guys. So one of the creators of Baywatch was legally blind. Even though 90% of his vision was gone, he directed 40 episodes
and
of
a lot
Baywatch.
Of visuals there, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Slow motion, bouncing visuals.
You never got to enjoy that like we did?
No. Isn't that crazy, though?
Scuba Steve, hit us with your last personal fact.
All right. So I once started a commercial campaign with a friend of mine that aired on all Viacom networks, MTV, VH1, Comedy Central. So my friend David Bone and I did a bunch of YouTube parody videos in 2010. One of them took off. It was for a Sundrop commercial, Drop It Like It's Hot. We shot a video around San Francisco. I got a phone call from MTV a couple days later saying, hey, we like your idea. We want to turn this into a campaign, having other people send their videos of their parodies in. So they did that. My commercial aired for months on all these networks. They sent us to Vegas. They had a little getaway for us at the MGM Grand. We got to see Kelly Clarkson in a private concert, did VIP service the whole way. Boom.
What'd they pay you?
They paid us in that trade, basically. We didn't get any cash, unfortunately. Oh. I was young and stupid.
Scuba stories always end sad.
I know.
It's like, actually, we got taken advantage of. Eddie.
Let's just go for a sweep. I like Baywatch and the blind director.
Ray Mundo.
Got to go Amy Baywatch. Amy all the way.
What she goes happened? 5 for 5. Amy is our winner. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, Scuba Steve. We learned a lot about you today.
Yeah. You have an interesting life.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Just not that interesting to win the game. Yeah. All right, there's our champion player song. Amy wins again. She is now 6-0. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Bobby. I'm just curious. Did Eddie weigh in before he left, and did he weigh in whenever he got back? I'm curious, after walking that far, if he lost any weight or not. Love everything you guys do. Thanks.
Eddie?
Man, I've been getting that question a lot, and the answer is no. I did not even think about weighing myself. So I feel like I lost weight. I just don't know if I have.
He's back in studio today after his walk. Same weight as before.
I mean, I feel a little lighter, but I don't know the actual number.
All right, here we go. Number three, Ray.
Hey, Eddie. Congratulations on completing the walk. We all knew you could do it. So much fun watching your stream. The scenery was beautiful. You just are so happy. You just have a good attitude. Never going to forget what you did on this walk.
Oh.
Wow. That's really cool.
That's awesome.
A lot of those. We had hundreds of them.
That's great.
Those are the last two we're going to play because Lunchbox gets so mad when we play anything about your walk. He wants no more calls after today as well about it.
Yeah, today's the end. Like, I mean, it's this week, fine, but once we move into next week, it's over. Congratulations. That's way in the past. We don't worry about it. Let's move on to something new.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So 1 in 4 couples are sleeping in separate bedrooms, and it's affecting the whole family because of the stigma surrounding it. Like, people aren't sleeping in the same room because of snoring, restlessness, frequent trips to the bathroom, stuff that's keeping their partner awake. So it's really nothing wrong with the actual relationship. But kids are kind of embarrassed about it at school because they feel like something's wrong. So people are trying to normalize it.
And I think it should be normalized because I can't imagine not sleeping in the same bedroom with Caitlin. However, if I was a screamer at night, or if I was constantly getting up and keeping her awake and she was unhealthy because of it, I would encourage her to be somewhere where she could sleep better.
Yeah.
And
no,
that's what this is about. It's not about couples fighting. Although I did have an aunt and uncle once slept in different bedrooms their whole life. And I was like, it's interesting.
But do you think it was because of snoring or fighting?
I don't know if it was fighting. Mm. I never knew. I just always thought, well, that's an interesting technique. Mm-hmm. Didn't you know people that lived in 2 different houses?
I did, yes. Growing up.
I mean, how about that?
Like, it was a friend of our families. They would talk about this couple. They were lawyers. And they were married happily for years and years, but lived completely separate in different homes.
To me, that seems weird. However, that doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah, but I don't think they had kids, because that's where things get a little more complicated with that situation.
Whatever works for the couple to keep them happy, productive, loving, hey, go do it. As long as it's not hurting anybody else,
Have at it.
I agree. I used to probably gasp at something like this, like, oh, how dare you? But back in the day, couples didn't even, they used to sleep in two twin beds.
And also, as you get older, you just realize much of that crap that we learned as kids.
I know.
Is only crap we learn because it's crap our parents had known.
Exactly. You grow. So, and speaking of sleep, I have nighttime habits of the longest living people in the world. So,
nighttime habits.
Yes. Like, these are things that people that are old and alive, this is stuff they do. They keep a consistent sleep schedule.
Okay, well, that makes
sense. Do you feel like you do that?
Yes. And sometimes I can't break out of it because I wake up early every morning on a Saturday. I'm just like, doof. I don't wake up at 3:30 or 4, but I do wake up 4 hours earlier than I'd hope.
They get a full night's sleep, which is ideally 8 to 10 hours. That's not you.
That's not me. I'm doing a little better, but that's not me.
Allow time to downshift. Like, do you have a wind down routine?
Never. No, and a bath doesn't do it for me, really.
Oh, okay.
You know what I need in my bathtub, though? I told Caitlin, I said, call it my bathtub because she didn't really take baths. I have 3 boxes of bath bombs. And I'm in that bath every night now. I need one of those things that goes over the top of the bathtub where you can like work from it.
Oh, I have one. Actually, I was about... Oh, you want it? I have extra one.
Yeah, I'd love one. I keep forgetting to order one because I don't know what it's called.
Don't order it. I got you.
I need to be productive in the bathtub.
Literally have an extra one.
Yes. Okay, what else do they do? So
avoid late night snacking.
Okay, I don't do that.
And then enjoy a glass of wine after 5 p.m.
I don't do that either, but good for them.
Yeah. So there's some tips from people that are
older than you.
Yeah.
What else?
And Luke Bryan, he's got a docuseries that's premiering next month, and they say it'll give us a raw look into his life. It's called Luke Bryan, My Dirt Road Diary, and it's a 5-part series. It's going to be on IMDb TV and Amazon's streaming service as well, and I got a clip of Luke from the trailer.
It all started with karaoke. Luke actually could sing and entertain.
There's another Elvis Presley on the way.
I formed a little band, and my dad told me, please get out of here and go follow your dream.
I bet it's going to be good. And getting to know Luke a lot better over the last 4 years of doing American Idol together, he's got a really interesting life, and he's still like a real dude. As rich as he is. And trust me, there are some rich parts of his life, obviously. When you have money, you get a big house, and you buy your own ponds and your own fancy boats. But, I mean, he's as real as it gets still. I think that'll be pretty good.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm excited to watch it. So, again, Luke Bryan, My Dirt Road Diary, and it's coming out August 6th.
I don't know what IMDb TV is.
Me neither. I didn't even know that existed.
But if you can buy it on Amazon,
yeah,
that's
or
great.
Or if you have Amazon Prime Video, like, you may not even have to buy it. Just stream it.
Maybe. Okay, there you go.
All right, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Officers from the Chicago Police Department's 6th District noticed a group of children in the neighborhood playing basketball, and they were using a milk crate as their hoop. The officer saw an opportunity to help the kids with their game, so they got together, they bought them a new hoop, they bought them a bunch of new basketballs. The video was shared of 2 uniformed officers carrying the box with the new hoop. Another officer went to the door of one little boy's because they saw where he went home and said, "Hey, come outside, man." And so the kid comes out and goes, "What's up?" The kid thought I was in trouble at first, I think.
Probably.
I mean, if a cop was in my house, I think I'm in trouble. I didn't do anything. But they're like, "What?" And they showed him. They said, "Here, we got this for you guys so you can play ball." They said, "Thank you." And there's a video, which is pretty cool. The cops playing basketball with the kids. So they spent their own money, built a hoop. And you know what? Those kids will probably trust them a little more as they grow older, too.
Yeah, for sure.
It's also a culture thing. But I did look, and I zoomed in on the video to see if they were playing ball with their guns on their holster.
And?
They were not.
Oh, okay. Is that not safe? Probably.
I would think not. Yeah, I would think while you're, you know, driving in the lane, you don't want your gun flopping around.
Oh, then they'd be a bonehead.
But that is a fantastic story. Love to share the story of police officers doing awesome things because they don't get shared enough. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you guys remember Sunday night on Breaking Bobby Bones, one of the episodes is me with Lonnie, who was shot in the face, lost his vision. Eddie, you watch this one.
Oh, yeah, I love this one.
Eddie cried at the end of this one.
The Lonnie story is unbelievable. And what you go through is crazy. And then the end, oh, my gosh.
What literally happened to the guy is a shotgun. He was hunting. Shotgun fell, shot him in the face, lost his vision. He still climbs mountains and kayaks white water. And so they sent me out to do the same thing with him. It is a fantastic one. Sunday night, 10, 9 central on Nat Geo. And then I haven't even seen the fishing one that I'm doing, the deep sea fishing.
Oh, San Francisco?
Where I just puked the whole time.
Great.
I haven't seen that one. And that one is on Sunday night, too. So if you can watch live, I'd greatly appreciate it at 10, 9 central on Nat Geo. Or afterward, you can buy the episodes on Amazon. But just grateful you guys are watching. Okay, let's go over now and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why is a banana the best fruit?
Why is a banana the best fruit?
It has appeal.
Appeal. It has appeal. Got it. There you go.
That was the morning corny.
The Friday morning conversation with
Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Oh, I'm great.
It's always weird when there are two stars here because you don't know who to focus on. I got two sets of eyeballs.
Brad. Focus on Brad.
To be fair, Jimmy, your album is out today.
It is.
And so you are the guy that we booked and Brad came with you. So I'll spend the first minute with you. How about
that? Oh, wait, I didn't have to get up for this?
Well, you did. See, that's what I'm saying. Someone's ego is always a play here. Congrats on the album, Jimmy.
Thank you.
This is like the deluxe, the gold version.
Yeah.
How do you get someone like Brad on your record? Like, what is that text or what is that call?
It actually started, we were at Brad's house last year after the Opry. I went over there and me and him.
Uninvited.
Yeah, well, I kind of invited myself, but he kind of invited me. Me, him, Darius, and Tim hanging out, and we just started playing songs around. And I played Freedom Was a Highway, actually, a new song, and Tim was like, we should do a song together. So I was like, cool. So I sent Brad.
Instead of Tim.
The song. Yeah.
Instead of Tim.
I sent Brad Freedom Was a Highway, and he said, yeah, and hopped on it and killed it.
Brad, let me ask you the question, because that's a pretty exclusive club, hanging out at your house, without Jimmy, but how does Jimmy, as the new artist, get invited to the club with you and McGraw? Who else was there?
Darius.
And Darius.
And like, tell him who else was there early that night.
Oh, Bill Shatner.
Yeah, it was quite the night. It was really wild, but he'd been saying, I had told him about the bar we have at the house and stuff, and just kept saying, we gotta have you out. And then I saw you were on the Opry that night, and those guys were already coming over, and I just said, hey, you gotta come show up and hang out. There's a great couple of videos that I've got on my phone of us. I put one of them up at the time. It was right before COVID. It was like middle of February 2020. We had no idea. The time was running out. And we sang like a couple Hank Jr. songs and goofed around and played some of the new things you were working on. And in the bar, it was so much fun just to sit around the way that I think people envision Nashville artists hanging out, you know. And I think when you pulled up, though, what was really neat was I had a bunch of people over, and Tim was like, where's the bathroom? And I said, it's down the hall. He's like, that's all right. And he just walks outside, goes right there in the bushes, and he's like waving like Cousin Eddie, you know what I mean, in Christmas Vacation as Jimmy drives up.
That's how I knew where the house was.
Tim McGraw's peeing in the bushes as you drive up.
Yeah. Take a left at McGraw's Wiener, and then you'll be right in Brad's bar.
Yeah.
Hey, so Jimmy, with you being, and you're not a new artist, but you're not McGraw or Brad Paisley yet, you know, or Darius.
Mm, thankfully.
Yeah. So for you, is that an intimidating setting to be with those guys? Or are you just feeling like, I belong, let's go?
Man, it's kind of both, you know. On one half, you know, these are guys that have influenced me in my music. You know what I mean? These are guys that I hope my career tends to follow, you know. So on that side, I'm like super intimidated. And then the other time, it's like, they're just dudes, man. Like, dudes just hanging out. But as soon as I'm like, we're just dudes hanging out, I'm like, wait, I'm hanging out with Brad Paisley, Darius Rucker, and Tim McGraw. So it's a ping pong type thing.
You belong there, though. And, you know, you said to my friend Scott that was there, Scott was kind of filming it, and you said, man, how did I get here? And he's like, a million right decisions.
Facts.
But it's really, you belong here, and we're thrilled you're here, and I'm thrilled you asked me to be on this. And because, you know, when he asks, hey, will you be on a song on my record? You're like, please be a good song. Please don't give me the bad one. Give me the good one. There aren't any bad ones, though.
So tell me about the record that's out today, because it's the deluxe version, right?
Yeah, Betty James Gold Edition. You know, I named it after my father and my grandmother, and I wanted to do an album just full of collaborations. And I didn't want to wait until like 10 years into my career to kind of show people who I am and my musical influences. I kind of wanted to do it now, you know? So you got Brad, you got Darius, you got Tim, you got Charlie Pride, you got Lil Big Town, you got Monica, you got Pitbull, you got Nelly, you got Keith Urban.
And Babyface.
You got Babyface. Yep. You got the new duo I just saw, Neon Unions, on there. It's so many people on there. Got Lanco, got Low Cash. It was cool to work with all these people that I'm fans of and some I'm friends with. And again, how we all got them to say yes. I think the pandemic played a lot in that, because people sitting around with nothing to do. So it's perfect, you know, perfect timing.
You guys check out Betty James, the Gold Edition. There are, I believe, 16 tracks.
16.
Holy moly. I had to go to second page. There were so 16. Many. So we're going to come back in a second. You guys going to play for us? Jimmy, yes. Brad. I was watching Brad do some sort of math probability with his guitar a second ago. He's over in a corner, leaned over by himself. And he looks over at Jimmy, and Jimmy just hits a chord, goes, "Bruh, all right, I'm good." Yeah. Like, what were you doing? Like, can you just show, can you just play that? Whatever you were doing there.
Just kind of like trying to figure out what's the bluegrass version of this while we play this.
So you were figuring out the song you're about to play.
Yeah, I was like, so how? What sounds good? Because we're the way we do it, I play an electric solo, and we've been working this up. The beauty of it is we're going to be on tour. It's the first time I've ever been on tour with someone while I have a duet out with them. Usually they have to like show up at a show. You're going to be there every night, whether you like it or not. And we get to play this every
yeah.
night. So we worked up this rocking version with distorted electric guitar and all these things. But now we're sitting here, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. What's this like? Because I can't do that on this guitar. It's an acoustic, so... You're about to hear my attempt at the bluegrass version of Freedom Was a Highway.
All right, we're going to come back. Jimmy Allen, Brad Paisley, they're going to perform Freedom Was a Highway together for the first time ever in American history. I don't know if that's true or not. Just go with it, guys. All right.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley.
All right, so we got kind of the genesis of this song, Freedom Was a Highway. You're over at Brad's house. You're playing with Tim McGraw, Brad, Darius. And you played this song outward to them. It hasn't been recorded yet. Is that right?
No, I don't think I did. I might have just recorded it. And everybody was playing new songs. So I was curious to know what these song geniuses thought about it. And I was like, don't suck. Please, I hope they don't think the song
Would you have told them, Brad, if you didn't like it?
No.
Okay. What would you have said if he played it? Not asking you to be on it, but he played something that was kind of dumpy. And you're, how would you react
Bless
to that?
Bless your heart.
I got a million canned responses. I'm ready at any given point.
You're just like, well, how about that?
Yeah, wow. Well, you know, what chord was that?
That's cool. Or the famous one is, so what else you got?
Yeah, man, what else you got? That's my wife's response at this point. Write her a song now, and it's like, pass.
So, did you guys talk about that song specifically, Jimmy? And you were like, hey, I would like you to be on this song that I played at your house.
It clicked for me when I was playing it, and then Brad started playing guitar to it. And then after we talked about, you know, doing a song together, I was just listening. I was like, dude, this guy, Brad Paisley, like, all over it. And I was like, a Brad Paisley doing Brad Paisley on this song would, like, really, like...
I wanted to do somebody else, but I wanted to be like, you know... Clapton on it, but no.
Nah.
Do you feel, Brad, if you do a song like this, you're like, okay, I'll do it, but it's got to be the radio single?
No, not at all. I never thought it would be. Those things never work out. I'm glad it is. It's like usually there's, you know, a million reasons why labels say no or make the wrong decision at that point, you know, and it's like it's really rare that you get something that you think should be a single that sees the light of day like this at the right time. And also the synergy. We're about to tour. We're about to go out there while it's rising, which is fun. You know, it's always fun to go out there, and especially now after we starved people for a year and a half of that moment, we're going to stand in front of arenas full of people and go, here it is, as they're just kind of getting to know it. You know, it's going to be fun.
Betty James Gold Edition is out today. Jimmy Allen's new record. They're going to play Freedom is a Highway right now together. It's Brad Paisley with Jimmy Allen. Whenever you guys are ready.
Watch us mess this up, folks.
Sunset through windshield, I can see it now, like a picture in a frame. And oh, blue jeans and t-shirts, who we wore it like a name. I wish I could go back to those days when the town was the whole world, and love was the girl next door. Soundtrack was a song in the dark. I miss those days when our dreams were there for chasing. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for Friday. And freedom was a highway. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. There are Jimmy Allen, Brad Paisley. Great job, fellas. Jimmy, you just got married?
Yeah.
Is life different or no?
No. Nah, you know, we've been together for a little bit. You know, we've smelled each other's morning breath. So it's pretty much the same. It's just now we're contractually bound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the wedding?
Man, it was cool, dude. It went, it was like the ceremony was like very king and queen, super classy. And the reception just went ratchet. I had my cousin Cheeseburger, DJ, that's his name. I just found out his real name was Thomas White, and I've known him my whole life. Just found out. But it was fun, man. We played, like, my favorite R&B hip-hop songs from 2000 just to 2011. So it was a party.
And you have another baby?
Yeah, baby girl on the way. She's hopefully 3 of 7.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I want more.
You
want
to have a lot of kids?
Yeah, my grandpa has 15, and my dad has 8. So we're just getting started.
He's settling on 7. Wow.
Jeez, man. Well, listen, the record's out today. You guys check out Betty James, Gold Edition. I mean, everybody from Low Cash, Lanco, Pitbull, Little Big Town, Keith Urban, Babyface, Nelly. I mean, you got a lot of people that influenced you to come on your record. That's pretty cool. That says a lot about you, too, that they would say yes to that, you know? Because
yeah,
they're going to say yes to some schmo.
Yeah.
Or would you, Brad?
Yeah, man, it's super cool that they all said, yeah, man, I still pinch myself every day, you know, that I get to do this for a living with, you know, guys like Brad and everybody that, you know, obviously respect what I do. If they didn't, they would have said no. So,
are you guys check out Betty James Gold Edition? Next segment, I do have a little favor to ask of you, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask for a lot of favors. And heck, it's not even from me.
Am I done?
I'm in.
Well, we're still on the air right now. So you can Jimmy's got to go. He's got a bait. He was like, well, can I go right now? You can go whenever you want. I mean, we're not holding you here. Okay, we'll come back. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brad Paisley.
Brad, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for hanging around.
I'm thrilled to. I had nothing else to do.
Nice. What time do you wake up? Being an international music star, what time do you have to wake up in the morning?
I don't know what the rules are, but I get up late.
I stay up
late. I'm most creative at night, so, you know, I probably get up about 10 o'clock.
Man, that is the life.
I bet in your case. When's the last time you woke up at 10 o'clock a.m.?
No, I don't know. Like I love to sleep until noon or 1, mm-hmm. but I physically just can't do it anymore because I've been so trained.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sometimes I'll go over to California and work, and then I have to wake up at like 1.
Yeah, right.
Because we're working. So, it's not healthy. It's not healthy for me.
No, it's probably not.
I want to go the Brad Paisley diet of sleep.
That's
more.
I do.
Yeah, that's more my style.
I think it's great.
Do you, the Nationwide guitar jingle.
That's awesome.
Like, you just made an extra $10,000, right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, we just cost you some money unless they're an advertiser already.
Nah, whatever. I'm sure they are.
No, it's like, but yeah, I always, when I hear that jingle now, I hear, Brad, did you know? And then it's Peyton's voice, you know. Hey, Brad, did you know you can bundle together?
Are you guys just constantly zinging off each other, you and Peyton Manning?
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that's a pretty fun shoot for you guys.
Yeah, it's great. I can't get enough of being around him. The man is a genius. He shouldn't be any good at comedy. We've seen athletes attempt that before. Usually it doesn't end well. His instincts for dry humor are the best I've ever seen. And he just has this innate ability to be a character that's kind of like who he really is, but also not. And I'm thrilled to be part of that band, even though my whole shtick on the thing is acting like I'm not happy to be part of that band.
Brad Paisley is here, and I had Brad stick around. Just randomly, I was checking my DMs that come just from people sending messages. And so, I can't read them all, but I try to sweep through and read some of them, but as many as possible.
Yeah.
And this guy named Chris in Raleigh's on. Let's put Chris on. He does not know that Brad's here. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bobby. How are you?
Can you hear him?
Yeah. Hey, Chris, it's Brad. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Man, it is awesome. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Chris. So tell Brad what you sent me on Instagram.
So I reached out to Bobby on Instagram. My fiance and I just recently moved from Connecticut down to North Carolina to start a chapter of our own. And we are getting married next October. And our wedding song is actually going to be your song then.
All right.
In 2014, we actually saw you perform at the Xfinity Theater in Connecticut. And that was on your set list. And we knew right then and there that was going to be our wedding song.
Oh, that's great. Not I'm Going to Miss Her, you weren't going to do that one. The fishing song didn't work. No, no, so, I'm thrilled to hear that, buddy. That means a lot to me.
So Chris asked me if you could. Chris, what did you want Brad to say? What at your? Because we're gonna make a little video here. What do you want Brad to say into a camera so you can play it at your wedding?
So we were actually just looking to see if you would just do a introduction for us as a newly wedded couple, leading into a segue for your song for our first dance.
Oh, I'll do better than that. I'm going to sing it right now, at least a piece of it for you that you can use, and I would love to, and we'll videotape it and audio tape it right now for you, and then you can have that. And also, what are you doing? What city are you in North Carolina?
So we currently live in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, so August 27th, what are you doing?
Nothing that I know of.
You're coming to our show is what you're doing. We play Raleigh on August 27th. Awesome. Why don't you bring her with you, and I'll meet you there. But right now I'm going to tape your wedding performance. And awesome.
Chris is a guy with a lot of energy. You know, yeah. I respect someone who comes on and is like shot out of a cannon.
Yeah,
you know,
no, he's
taking it all in.
No, I know.
No, yeah, I get it.
But I would be like, ah!
I was this way with Bono, so
it's one of those
no
crazy
comparison.
Things that it's too good to be true, and it's overwhelmingly just it's so awesome.
So what are your names that you would like for me to say here? Please welcome Mr. and Mrs.
So it's going to be Mr. and Mrs. Roy.
Roy, last name's Roy.
Yes,
like the TV show Succession. Wonderful.
Yeah. Eddie, what camera should
this
Brad
right
look
there.
At? That one right there?
So, okay. So it's Chris Roy, mm-hmm. and who's your better half?
Her current name is Jillian Gorman, but soon to be Jillian Roy.
Jillian Roy? J. Roy.
Wait, so...
soon to be J. Roy.
And also, they saw Brad in 2014 and knew that this was going to be their song, so like, what took
so
7 years-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah, well...
At the time, you know, we were just going back and forth. We actually became a little distant at first, and then we reconnected. And after that, it was one of those things that we just knew we couldn't be without each other.
Oh, okay.
And it was one of those, once we moved to North Carolina, we started our own little family with our three awesome dogs. And it's just been one thing after another, and I don't know if I could see a life without her.
Are you satisfied with that, Amy?
Yes.
Amy's crying. I think so.
Okay, Chris, for you and Jillian, I'm going to shut up now and let Brad do his thing. And here is Brad Paisley.
This is for the new Mr. and Mrs. Chris and Jillian Roy. I remember trying not to stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized, and 3 weeks later in the front porch light, taking 45 minutes to kiss goodnight, I hadn't told you yet, but I thought I loved you then. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world, and I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. River meets the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day. I thought I loved you then. I can just see with a baby on the way. I can just see you when your hair's turning gray. What I can't see is how I'm ever gonna love you more. But I've said that before. Now you're my whole life, now you're my whole world, and I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. We'll look back someday at this moment that
we're in, and I look at you and say, I thought I loved you. I thought I loved you then.
Good luck, you guys.
Nice, Chris. Man, how was that, buddy?
I appreciate it, man, so much. That is awesome.
Well, listen, thanks for listening, not only to me, but being a Brad fan. And, man, that's as special as you can get.
August 27th, come meet me. I'll see how the planning's coming for this.
Awesome. I can't thank you guys enough. This is awesome.
Brad's headlining Nashville's 4th of July celebration, Let Freedom Ring on Lower Broadway, Nashville's first major post-pandemic gathering. Who knew?
Who knew we'd get here?
Right? I mean, this is going to be a big old, we're talking about a wedding, a gathering. Maybe think about this you're hosting. I mean, that's pretty cool to be out and just be playing music again for thousands of people, right?
You're telling me. I know you've missed being out there. So have I. And I think it's a miracle. We're back.
And then the new song, City of Music, we're going to play that. Tell me about this one.
Well, I think it's probably informed by the pandemic. I mean, honestly, when you take away everything we love here, and we got hit. Nashville got hit. First a tornado, then a pandemic, then a bomb, then a flood. I mean, what in the world was the last year for us? And so I'm sitting there looking at, like, the stories of these pilgrims that come to this town, you know, all of us. You're one of them now too. And it's like everybody has this vision in their mind of what Nashville is, and it is that, and it's so much more. And so I wanted to write this song that feels like the celebration of this center of the universe for us, and it's Mecca. You know, this place is our pilgrimage site. So yeah, anyway, so we finished this, and it's kind of it sort of encompasses the project I've been working on.
We're going to play it. Here is Brad Paisley, City of Music. Brad, a million thank yous. You do such great work, not only when you come in here and you play music, but also just what you do for the community as well. You know,
same to you.
I saw on Instagram you were driving by the store. You guys fund. Do you ever pop in there and do a shift?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah, but the shifts they look different for the last year. We're actually going to have to figure out what this thing is now because we had to pivot. We had to become a place that worked through a pandemic with deliveries and, you know, a whole different thing. But now we're able to finally have people start coming in and be the grocery sort of place we wanted to be for these folks that need it. But yeah, we did several different deliveries, and that was really... That's one of the things that got me through it, you know. If you feel like you're helping people, it's a little easier to kind of get through times like that.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I love when companies really step up to the plate, and I want to give a shout out to MP Heating and Air Conditioning and the owner of that company, Sam Merzia, because there's this family that was in desperate need of their air conditioner getting fixed. Unfortunately, they have a daughter that's 13, Victoria Lean, who's terminally ill, but they're able to provide hospice care for her in the home, which is a very special time for the family. But with an air conditioner broke and all the machines that their daughter needs, it creates a lot of heat, and they were really hot. They couldn't get anybody to come out there and fix it. Well, they called MP Heating and Air Conditioning, and while they definitely probably didn't have time to go take care of that the next day, Sam and his crew showed up, replaced the air conditioner the following day. It's a $12,000 bill, but he didn't charge them a penny. And his crew that helped him install it, they were like, hey, boss, we're working for free today. So just really a cool, cool story of people showing up to help a family.
Yeah, it's great. And the name of that place is?
MP Heating and Air Conditioning.
That's an AC company in Portland, Oregon. So, I mean, if you know and they're around you guys and you need an air-conditioned place, maybe that's the one you go check out because they did something pretty cool.
Super cool.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, call us if you would like because we would love to talk to you. 877-77-BOBBY. Let's go over and do it.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
Doing this one a segment late. Some people judge where they are in the day by our segments, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we do the dance party in that top of the hour segment. So just know we're a segment late right now. Up first, Eddie makes the news again.
Oh.
Lunchbox, breathe.
Oh.
Eddie, I thought there was a different Eddie. I was like, who? Eddie who?
Eddie made the news another time for walking from West Virginia to Tennessee, which, by the way, I believe that the dollar amount's over $270,000
now. No, wow.
It just continues to go up.
And yesterday, we're done with that,
we were
right?
Done.
Wow. Yeah, we're done.
Here is a clip from WCYB in Bristol, Virginia.
During the last few days, a producer from the Bobby Bones radio show has been making his way across our region.
Yeah, and he's doing it for a good cause. Eddie Garcia says his walk from West Virginia to Tennessee started out as a joke on the radio.
I'm on a radio show, and I opened my big mouth, and I was saying that the George Strait song, Carrying Your Love With Me, doesn't really make sense because West Virginia down to Tennessee isn't that far. They called me out on that. And they said, all right, big shot, walk it. I said, I wouldn't do it unless I raised $10,000 for a foster charity because I myself am a foster dad. I have two boys myself.
Yeah, good for you. It's a good deed. Garcia's route took him through many places in our region with stops at places like Lebanon and Abingdon. Garcia finished his walk early this morning. He did it in 4 days. That's one day earlier than he had planned to.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's the total?
281.
Wow.
You made $281,000.
Wow.
When we thought $10,000 was going to be the... I mean, that is insane.
I cannot believe it.
And it continues to go up. And I don't even want to take it down because people are still donating to it. Lunchbox, quickly, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, great. Eddie, you're on the news, but today's the last day we're talking about it, so I hope you're living
it
up.
We didn't agree to that.
Why would it be today?
Because it's the end of the week.
What if he makes the news on Monday?
It's not going to be something we constantly go, hey, let's relive this segment.
Right.
Well, it seems like we are, because it's all we talk about.
He finished it Wednesday.
Yeah, and it's
he
my first day
He wasn't here
back.
Yesterday. Today's his first day back.
Give me a break.
I mean...
And it's not even about me, man.
It seems to be about you because it said your name. It didn't say the charity in that clip, did it?
I think in the article it did.
Yeah, all I heard was Eddie, Eddie, Eddie. I didn't hear National
well,
Angels.
Well, Eddie did walk. Okay, regardless, let's do the second story. America's bucket list includes traveling, having kids. I'll read you some of them. You ready? At number 10, starting your own business. Most people, before they kick the bucket, they want to start their own business
That's
of some
cool.
sort.
Okay.
Would you want to do that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Having kids.
Done. Yes, done. Check.
I think for me, that's all. Getting married and having kids is the only thing that I have left to do.
Yeah.
That I like have always... I mean, I'm on my path right now. I'm trying to accomplish my goal. So my bucket list items, like I'm zeroing in and have been my whole life.
It's coming together.
But like anything I've wanted to do, I'm already on that, trying to get there. But having kids and getting married, those are the two things that I still have in front of me.
Okay.
So that one's me. Learn another language.
That's one I have not done yet.
Do you care?
No, not yet. Maybe it'll hit me later, but I've taken 8 years of Spanish in school, and it just never stuck.
I did Rosetta Stone for a long time.
Yeah?
I was the only white guy in my friend group for 8 years.
Mm-hmm. So
so they would all speak Spanish. A lot of them would, and I would be like, oh, and they would talk it around me.
Like, we used to love to talk crap about Bobby in front of him, but...
Guess who started doing Rosetta Stone?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, who knew what Amadio was? Yeah, me.
What does that
Yellow?
Mean?
Blanco. Yeah, exactly. I started knowing all the colors.
I thought they were talking trash in front of you. Not
but they
colors.
Would, but I was. But I had to learn on Rosetta Stone.
They were making fun of his yellow shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Get married. That's one. Own your own home. That's one. See the natural wonders. I tell you, one of those natural wonders that was pretty fantastic that I saw was the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I'd never seen it. We never went on vacations as a kid. So when I finally got to go for work, I was blown away at how big that thing was. We walked up to it, and I was like, I've seen pictures, but it's not it. Most times I'm disappointed because I've seen pictures. It's like when you look at a house online, you go look at it. It's not as big as the pictures. They're just trying to shoot pictures from cool angles.
Oh yeah, the backyard looks huge.
You're like, what the heck? The Grand Canyon was even bigger in person.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen it?
No, I haven't. It's on my list.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you this weekend. You want
to
go?
I would love to go.
And then lose weight or get healthier. 41% of us want to do that. That's the big one, is to lose weight or get healthier. And then finally, in the news, there was that building collapse yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Wild, sad, tragic. At first, they go, okay, was this... And I had Mike give me really new news. He's going to talk about it in a second. But when it happened yesterday in Florida, they were like, okay, was this a terrorist? Was this a sinkhole? Was this bad building? And they couldn't figure out exactly what it was. And there were 51 people missing. There was one person dead, 51 missing at the time yesterday when it collapsed.
Mm.
Mike, so tell me, in Surfside, Florida, this building collapsed. What's happening now?
So now they have confirmed that 4 people have died.
Oh, man.
And they're still looking for 159 people who are not
wow.
accounted for.
Oh, my
gosh. So they've just been searching all night trying to find people in there. But they were saying that this building was reported in the 90s that it was sinking. They don't know if that's what caused it, but apparently it was not good.
So they still don't know the official reason why it collapsed.
No, they're not really focused on that. They're trying to get people out right now, and we'll investigate that later.
Think of a mass, if you haven't seen the picture, a massive high-rise apartment complex. And, I mean, what, two-thirds of it?
Yeah, two-thirds of it. So it, like, sunk right in the middle, and then the other right tower fell right after it.
Oh, my goodness.
These poor people were just at home. They're just at home sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden they...
Well, it was, like, 1 a.m., so it was middle of the
night. Oh, they were sleeping.
Yeah.
Man, God bless them. That is awful. Well, hate to end the news like that, but that was such a big story. I felt like I needed to address it. There you go. That's the news. Thank you. Close it.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
All right, let's hear some of this new music. And I will tell you the truth. We've played the Toby Keith song a couple times as a world premiere. I haven't heard it one time because I have my ears in. We're working on show stuff. I don't hear a lot of the music that's played during the show. So let's start with that. This is a Toby Keith song called Old School. Ray, just give me the chorus of it.
Ain't got a mall, we're old school. Small town sticking around just like folks used to. Good old boys and girls just falling in love. Living a life, yeah, middle of nowhere feels about right. Keeping it old school, just the way we
okay, that's fine. Let me hear the verse, though, because I heard Toby Keith talking about it. He's kind of like rapping it a little bit.
Yeah, oh, there is really? A little bit.
Yeah. How did you hear this? Were you listening to music?
Yeah,
look
I've
at you, paying attention during the show to the music.
No, I've heard it, and I know that Maren Morris, Ryan Hurd, yeah. And some other guy, Brett, they're the three writers.
Yeah, somebody else.
Brett Tyler.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Get back in the high school. Yeah, they're so cool. Let them in jackets in the parking lot. Dragging on a Camelot. Back behind a 5 and 9. Praying that they never get caught. Everybody's gonna fish fry Saturday night. Cause if you call one, gotta call them all. Cruising down the main street. Driving through the Dairy Queen. Ain't got a Walmart. Ain't got a mall. We're old school.
I like it better with the verse, honestly.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of Red Solo Cuppy. That's the Toby I like. Red Solo Cuppy, Toby.
It sounds like Toby singing a Maren Morris song.
It does. And that... the person singing with him, is that Ryan from like the... Hey, Ray, play that again. Ryan Hurd. Play that from the beginning of the verse. The chorus.
Get back verse. In the high school. Yeah, they're so cool. Let them in jackets in the parking lot. Dragging on a Camelot. Back behind a 5 and 9. Praying that they never get caught.
Right here.
Everybody's gonna fish fry Saturday night. Cause if you call one, gotta call them all.
Cruising. I can't tell. Like Ryan Hurd. That's pretty good. I give it 4 out of 5 cowboy hats.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, because Toby hasn't really released anything good in a while. And that's a good one.
It's been a bit.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear Luke Bryan with Trace Adkins and Pitbull.
Come on.
Called Where the Country Girl's At.
Okay.
Listen, I'm a little... the Pitbull thing hits me a little weird.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've never been a big Pitbull fan.
No Mr. Worldwide?
But we'll Mr. 305?
We'll see. I know who he is, guys.
Okay.
Dolly.
Give me all the nicknames. All right, hit it.
Put me smack dab in the middle of that. Drop a pin on the map. Get me there fast where the country girls at. Where they at? Let's go.
Okay. That's the chorus. Can I hear some Pitbull? Hey, here he comes.
Yeah, I'm talking parking lot, dive bar, kick, party, old barn. All I know is I want to go.
Hit a pit bull. I'm at the NASCAR Epicenter Daytona 500 Grand Marshall Track House representative. Rock Holmes at the stage. I'm in the suite next to the greatest of all time, baby, MJ. Blake Shelton, Tim McGraw, show me love. Trey Seconds, Pit Bull, Luke Bryan.
So he's in a NASCAR race, and Michael Jordan's there because he owns
the team, Bubba Wallace. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Fine. The Pitbull thing just hits me weird.
It's very different.
I like Trace in it. I don't know that I love the Pitbull in it.
I didn't mind it.
You didn't mind it?
No.
I like when he comes in though. Yeah. Every single time, I love that.
I give it 3.5.
Okay, middle of the road.
It's better than middle of the road.
Yeah, it's better.
Because out of 5, no, it's not better. No. Oh, it's better than middle.
Yeah, 2.5.
I give it 3.5 country girls.
Okay.
Out of 5.
No NASCARs? All right.
Nah. I feel like you could take Pitbull out of that song, it would be a little better. Okay, and here is Sam Hunt. He posted a demo of a new song called Came the Closest. Here you go.
Because I always got to know what's behind the other door. I'm never going to be that straight-laced sunny morning man you were looking for. Nobody's ever tied me down in a clapboard house with some kids and a bed of roses. But you came the closest.
I mean, Sam Hunt can do no wrong right
that's
now.
So yeah, good. I have goosebumps, kind of.
Dang it.
And that's just an acoustic demo that he released.
Right.
Like, I'm starting to be Ray and be in love with Sam Hunt even more. Not all the way, but it's like he can't do wrong. He kills it. Yeah. And he's the most reluctant country star ever. He doesn't want to be a country star. He's like, I just want to write songs. I just want to put them out. And if people like him, great. If not, I'll be good. I'll just stay here at the house and be quiet.
You can't. He's too good.
It's such an interesting, those types of artists, they fascinate me because it's like obviously certain things come along with that, but they want to create, you would think, okay, if you don't want to do this, don't do it. But then like they have so much creativity inside of them, that's what they need to do. It's just probably such a hard position to be in when you don't want the limelight at all, but you're super creative and successful.
I love Sam. I don't love Sam like Ray loves Sam, where Ray's favorite song of all time
is now that one.
Well, it was Breaking Up Was Easy in the 90s, but it could possibly be this one.
So you're already changing your favorite song of all time to that. It's not even out yet.
It's usually matter. The newest stuff he just gets to me. It slaps.
Yeah, I'm giving that
a... slaps. Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's been a thing for a while. It's almost not a thing. It's been a thing for so long.
Okay, I'm just late.
I'm going to give that... 4 3/4 star.
Oh.
So that's the highest
give it
rated.
4 3/4 barrel chests. Ooh. That's what Sam has. Big barrel chests.
He does. Wait, how do we know that?
You see him on a t-shirt. He comes in here. It's awesome. Okay, there's your new music out today. No turds.
No, and that's good.
And I'm always awkward. I'm always anxious and awkward when there is one because I'm like, oh boy, I don't have to say this. And then I'm like, yep, that ain't that good. But those are all good. Those are all good. Why don't we play some Luke Bryan?
Yeah, with Pitbull?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
Luke's gonna kill me. I can already tell. I'm gonna look at my phone. He's good. Anyway. It's Mike D's birthday. He turns 30 years old today. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Getting older. You look, hey, still look 29, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, so your birthday party tonight, you have rented out an entire movie theater.
Yes, I have.
Can you show me your paycheck stub? I'm just curious at what you're getting here. Apparently it's not that expensive to do so in comparison to everybody buying tickets.
Yeah, how much do you think it would be? Not that much.
Do you want to share how much it was?
$199.
And we have like 20 plus people there.
Yeah, 20 people.
It's not bad.
It's like $9.95 a person.
That's not bad.
So you could actually, for that many people, rent the theater, have everybody pay you and actually save a bunch of money.
You could if you wanted to do that.
But you didn't do that.
No.
You paid for us.
Yeah.
For your birthday. You paid for us on your birthday.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
What a birthday present to us on your birthday.
Wow. Why don't anyone have to pay? Just come and hang out.
We're going to watch Fast and Furious 9.
Yeah.
So before we go to the movie tonight, I need to watch Fast and Furious 1 through 8.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, watch all through 8.
Do I have to see those?
No, they're all self-contained.
They are?
Yeah, you're good. I love Fast and the Furious franchise, but you're good.
I was talking to Caitlin this morning, and she was like, okay, we got to remember to... Mike's birthday because we got to be there at a certain time. And I was like, cool. And she was like, what are we watching? I said, Fast and Furious 9. And she goes, Mike D likes Fast and Furious 9? I said, yeah, I think so. I think he likes movies in general. But she goes, Fast and Furious? He's not that kind of guy. I said, what do you mean? She goes, he drives a little Toyota. So she was like, she didn't see you as like the race car guy.
Yeah, it's a Focus.
It's a Ford.
It's a Ford Focus.
Come on.
Hey, whatever.
It's little.
Well, we are looking forward to the birthday party tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad everybody's coming.
And so what's the deal with like popcorn and stuff?
I think we're trying to sneak in some snacks. I don't know if you can do that.
Oh, are we?
What do you mean you don't know?
Now
if
you're
can do
busting
it?
Us.
Well, who is everybody coming?
Yeah.
Was anyone here not invited?
No, everybody was invited.
But Amy, you're going?
Yep.
You're taking
Stashira.
Nice.
Girls' night.
Eddie?
I'm going. I got my wife and my 13-year-old coming.
You got two people?
Yeah.
You want to bring a third? You bring Stanley?
I have a friend that really wanted to come. Okay, well, happy birthday, Mikey.
Thank you.
And we'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
There he is. Mike D, rented at a movie theater. Wow. I guess during since pandemic, though, it's a lot cheaper to do so.
And I bet the movie theater's like, thank you.
Like, we used to hear, like, stars would rent out the movie theater because they couldn't, you know, go places without people taking their picture. Now it's like the theater's asking anybody, come here.
Please. Yeah.
Hey, do you want to rent out this theater?
$5.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. A 25-year-old guy rented a U-Haul from Florida to New York. He was moving, drives it there. He's like, you know what? I need a vehicle. I'll go ahead and keep it. So he spray-painted it, was driving it around. Only problem is he forgot that there was a sticker on the front that said U-Haul on the windshield, and that's how they busted him.
I mean, the spray paint job is always tricky because it never lasts.
No.
Yeah, and when you remove those decals, it always shows what used to be there. My dad had an old U-Haul truck that, like, you knew obviously was a U-Haul truck.
The Fast and the Furious shows cool stuff where they, like, drive in and they do the quick spray change.
Oh, like they make steal it look
a
easy.
Car, they pull right in. It's
yeah.
That's not spray paint, but that's always pretty cool. That'd be fun to be a part of. Just one time. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right, close your eyes, Amy. Think back to the year 1994.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
I'm, like, in eighth grade.
Yeah. And how do you look?
Pretty cute, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was in ninth grade. Actually, I wasn't cute at all.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't have a lot of friends in ninth grade. Well, let's flashback to 1994.
Flashback Friday.
1994. I mean, that's eighth or ninth grade. Mountain Pine High School.
You might have been in eighth grade.
I was in seventh.
Mountain Pine, we our entire school was on one hill, meaning kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. So the only difference was the two buildings were separated by, like, 70 yards. But that was it. All 600 kids from kindergarten through 12th grade were right there in the same place. And so in ninth grade, it wasn't a move to high school because high school was 7th through 12th grade. That's why I got beat up by 12th graders in 7th grade.
Because
we're in the same building. Oh, the days. But back in 1994, on this day, the biggest country song was Don't Take the Girl from Tim McGraw. And I thought this was the deepest song I'd ever heard in my life when it came on the radio.
We had these junior high dances, and I mean, if you got out to the dance floor for this or someone asked you, it was like a big deal.
I would listen to Kissin' 96, and they'd play this, and I would just wait for it to come on. And I'd have the tape in, trying to record it. And what you do is you put it on record play and then pause, and then right before, and I didn't want the DJ to talk into it because I wanted to hear the beginning of it, so you hit pause real quick, and then you record on the tape, and you listen to it all you want.
Yeah.
Back in the kids, you don't even know back
in
the day.
No idea.
Yeah, it was terrible. All right, the biggest pop song, I Swear, from All for One.
And I swear by the moon and the stars.
And the biggest news story, it was 1994, and O.J. Simpson was in a Bronco, and the big car chase happened. 95 million Americans watched the 8-hour police chase of O.J. Simpson.
Did anyone miss that?
I missed the first part. I remember playing softball with Arkansas Keith. Because he was quite the good men's softball player. And he would let me go. I would play with him. I played with him in the men's league. And I was like 12, 13, 14 years old at this point. And I remember being in the outfield. And someone's like, O.J. Simpson's like running from the law. And I was like, huh? And so we went home and caught the end of it.
Yeah.
But then there was no DVR rewind or anything. But if you're not familiar, he did some stuff.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar.
Yeah.
Although to, like, Morgan, O.J. Simpson's just a story from the past, huh?
Yeah, I have no, like, reference or anything to it besides what people tell me.
Because you were born in?
93.
You're telling me at 1 year old you weren't up watching that?
My parents might have been, but yeah. I was, like, crying like a baby.
All right, there you go. That's Flashback Friday. I hope, beg, plead, if you guys watch Breaking Bobby Bones this Sunday night, if you watch it live, that'd be fantastic. It is probably the best double episode that we've had, where it's Lonnie, who was shot in the face, lost all of his vision. He served in the military. He goes out hunting, and then boom, gets shot in the face. Can't see. Blind. Blackout blind, he says. And so he still does really great things. So it's not his job, but he, like, is a motivational speaker when he climbs mountains, and he whitewater kayaks blindfolded, so I did that too. And so watch to hear his story. And
he doesn't do it blindfolded. You do.
Yeah, well, he does. You know.
Right.
Without vision.
You're right.
He does that, blind. And yeah. I did too. And then Giuseppe, who had to, like, give up everything to buy his own fishing boat. And it's a small fishing boat. And he just drags the bottom of the ocean for halibut. And I got so sick for 2 days. So those two episodes are up on Sunday night at 10, 9 Central. I hope you watch. Amy, your plan for the weekend?
I got Mike D's birthday party tonight. And then like a pool party tomorrow with a bunch of...
Dang, party all the time.
Wow. Well, no,
my girl wants to party all the time, party all the time.
No, it's like 12 to 14-year-olds.
Oh,
the handful of those. Like, I don't know, some of my daughter's friends that she got close to at church camp. So they're going to be coming over, which I'm excited to meet because there's some boys in the mix and I have not met them face-to-face
yet. Don't leave them alone.
I need to see their faces.
Okay.
And talk to them. What about you?
So Mike D's party tonight, same. We're going to some horse race tomorrow that I've never been to.
Steeplechase?
Yeah.
You are?
I've never been to that before.
Neither have I. That sounds cool, though.
And a friend was like, let's go. And so Caitlin and I are going to go and see what it's all about.
Nice. Can you bet on that?
I don't know. Can you? Did anybody know? I bet you I can. I bet you I figured out a way.
Just with people there.
I'm on DraftKings.
Trying to figure it out.
Come on, guys. I call them up. Guys, put some odds on this. I really need something. Headed to California. We'll do the first couple shows. I will from California next week because I haven't announced this on the air. I guess I'm still not officially. But I'm going to go out and guest host that show, The Talk, on CBS for a week, a few days. And I think they record double episodes in some days. So I'm going to go do that for a while. But all this is the same. I almost hesitate to say that I'm leaving because people are like, well, if you're gone, is the show going on? It is, yes. Friends. Yes. It always goes on. This show always happens. Here. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm like the mailman. Rain.
Never stops.
I'm here. You guys have a great weekend. We will see you Monday. Bye, friends. The Bobby Bones Show.